Today we'll continue with a study in the book of Matthew.
今天我们又继续查考马太福音耶稣基督的教训。
So maybe we can read the passage once. Today we are going to read chapter 6, 19 to 24.
让我们先把这段经文读一遍。马太福音六章十九到二十四节。
And the topic is called Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
今天的题目是不可为自己在地上积聚财宝。
Just by looking at the topic, I'm sure you have a lot of questions in your mind.
光看这个题目，我相信大家心里已经有很多的疑问了。
But let's read the passage. Go through the passage once first.
好，我们就让一起读这个经文。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
十九到二十一节。不可为自己在地上积聚财宝，因为地上有虫蛀，有锈侵袭，也有贼挖洞来偷。要为自己积聚财宝在天上，那里没有虫蛀锈蚀，也没有贼挖洞来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The eye is the lamp of the body.So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
第二十二和二十三节，眼睛就是身体的灯。如果你的眼睛健全，全身就都明亮。如果你的眼睛有毛病，全身就都黑暗。如果你的里面的光变成黑暗，这是多么的黑暗呢？
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon means money.
第二十四节，一个人不能服侍两个主人。他若不是恨这个爱那个，就是忠于这个轻恤那个。你们不能服侍神，又服侍金钱。
Right, this is the passage we are going to study today.
我们今天所学习的经文就是这一段。
Now, if go back to verse 19,
我们又回到十九节。
Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth.
这里说不可为你自己在这个地上积聚财宝。
Put it in a plain language, it is saying, do not save up money.
简单的来说，这里好像说不要为自己存钱。
Now I'm sure there are many questions start flushing into your mind.
那我猜在你心里，当你听见这句话之后呢？肯定有很多的疑问。
Is there any questions in your mind?
你心里有疑问吗？
Who has questions?
谁有疑问呢？
I fire your questions. Yeah. Yeah. When we get older, when you get older, you can't work. You lose the ability to work.
因为当你老的时候，你失去工作的能力的时候。
So if you don't save up, if you don't save up money, so how can you live on? What can you live on?
要是你没有提前存钱，那你老的时候凭什么生活？
So this is one question because Fai is getting old. I think this question is right in front of him.
我想之所以要会提这个问题，因为他已经开始老了。
So how about the young one?The younger one.
年轻人呢？你们有没有疑问吗？
Anyone? Any more questions? Only retirement, Maggie?
有。
So Maggie has another good point.
So Maggie 呢就有道理。
She said, "You can save, but not too much."
她说呢，存钱你可以，但是不是不要积聚财宝在地上。
So how much is much?
Oh, this is another question.
所以要存多少才是太多，构成积聚呢？
So Maggie, how would you answer this?
So Maggie, 存多少钱才是太多？
Something real and red basic, but not too much like a big house or big garden. Enough is enough.
So just enough.
So how do you measure enough? We only need one bed and three meals in a day. That's enough.
Oh, okay. That's a very good spirit. You only need three meals and a bed. Of course, you need a shelter, right? You don't put the bed on the street, right?
这刚才 Maggie 说的，她补充的也蛮有道理的。她说有一张床可以躺上，也不，当然不单床，你需要一个房子。没有一个房子，在街上你不能睡，有三餐就够了。
嗯哼。Okay, these are basic needs.
So, 这些都是基本的需要。
So, Maggie is very contented with what the basic needs, what you have.
所以对 Maggie 来说，有了这些基本的东西，她已经满足了。
So, I think Ada has put up your hand.
What kind of money could you get in the world?
Say that again, I can't hear.
What kind of money could you get in the world?
就是你use money to do good in the world.
That means save up money and do good, give it away.
所以另外一个观点就是存钱也有用啊，因为你有钱你可以做善事。
So at this point has gone beyond whether we should save money or we should not save money.And she's suggesting we should save money, and we can save money as long as you don't keep it to yourself.
所以 Ada 的观点呢，就是挺前卫的。她所关注的不是可以不可以存钱，而是存了钱之后怎么用。你可以用钱来给别人呢。
I think this is a very good observation because if you look at what Jesus said, if you look at the verse carefully.
我觉得 Ada 的观点非常有道理，因为当我们小心观察耶稣的话的时候，会发觉。
What Jesus is saying is, do not store up treasure for whom?
因为耶稣说，
for yourself.
你不要为谁啊？为自己在地上积聚财宝。
So Jesus hasn't said you should not store up for others.
耶稣并没有说不能够为别人存钱。
Especially for the needy and poor.
尤其是为地球上一些的贫穷的人去存钱。
Any more questions?
还有其他的疑问在心里吗？
We are still talking about do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.
我们还是在关注第一句第十九节。
So if you have basic needs, you don't need to store up.
所以第一个观点就是当你的基本的需要已经满足了的时候没有必要存钱。
And then another point is if you do store up, then you can give it away to the needy.
第二个观点就是即便你存钱你可以给别人啊。
But I think there is some more questions, eh?
但是我觉得我们还可以有其他的疑问的。
Fai has raised one after.That is after retirement.
刚才辉已经提出了一个养老的问题。
I think this is a very valid question.
这个问题是挺合理的。
What else?
还有吗？
No more?
没有了吗？
What if? What if
假设
there is emergency?
假设你遇见有不时之需。
Last year, my mom fell on the street when she was walking.
去年我的妈妈在香港在街上走路的时候突然间摔倒了。
She suffered a minor stroke.
她就有一个轻度的中风。
And then later on, I decided to fly home to see her.
我就决定马上买飞机票飞到香港去见妈妈。
Now, if I don't save up some money for such an emergency, how can I buy a ticket?
如果没有存起一点点的钱，那么怎么有钱买飞机票呢？
But this is for emergency.
那我强调的是不时之需。
Or what if we become so ill that we cannot work?
又或者你病倒了，你失去工作的能力了。
And then income stops coming.
所以你的收入就停了。
And medical expense can be expensive.
就是医疗费可以很昂贵。
These days you cannot rely only on NHS.
今天的英国，你不能够绝对依靠这个国家的医疗制度的保险。
If you are waiting for a medical appointment, you know what I mean.
当你需要排队等候治疗，你就明白我的意思是什么呢？
The queue is very long. It's getting
long. 因为排队的人很多啊，很长。
If you think your case is urgent, you might need to turn to private doctor for help.
如果你觉得你的病情紧急的话，或许你应该去找私家的医生医院。
Depending what your illness is, the medical fee can be hefty.
在乎你的病是哪一种病，医疗费可以非常高的。
Or, if we don't save up some money, where can we get the money for holiday?
除了医疗费，如果我们想去玩玩，有一个假期，不存钱的话，钱从哪里来？
Well, do you think holiday is one of the basic needs too?
说起基本的需要，偶尔有假期是不是基本需要的一部分呢？
Who thinks holiday is a basic need?
有谁觉得假期是基本需要，请举手。
Only a few?
只有几个？
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or more than.
Okay.
Wow. So Maggie, you have saved up or put aside some money for this basic need.
所以我们猜 Maggie 呢，就为了假期有点存钱的。
对。Now we have different standard of living.
所以我们对于什么是基本需要有不同的标准。
In the UK, having a holiday yearly.Is indeed a basic thing.
英国的生活每年有一次假期是基本的需要。
But not in a poorer country.
但是在比较贫穷的国家却不是如此。
In a poorer country, it is a luxury.
在穷的国家有假期是奢侈品。
Now I have raised up just a few questions.
所以刚才我提出了好几个问题。
And then you can immediately think, you immediately know what Jesus is saying is hard to implement.
你会发觉在这些的问题的面前呢，耶稣的话实践起来是困难的。
And this teaching of Jesus becomes harder to implement in modern days.
尤其是在现代的社会里，耶稣这句话，实践起来是困难的。
Because even if you don't want to save up, the government will force you to save up.
因为纵然你自己不打算存钱，政府会强迫性的为你存钱。
This is called pension scheme.
这就是养老金了，退休金。
All employers are obliged to set up a pension scheme for their employees.
法律规定，所有的雇主都需要为每一个员工设立一个退休金。
A small portion of your monthly earnings will contribute to the pot.
你每月的薪水的一个百分比会投入你的退休金里头。
The government wants to make sure when you are retired, you have pension to live on.
政府要确保当你退休那一天，你有钱生活。
He wants to make sure you won't burden the government.
意思就是说，政府不想你退休的时候去拖累这个政府的钱。
Now, isn't pension a form of savings too?
所以退休金岂不是一种的存钱方法吗？
Of course it is.
当然是。
But it's not you who saves up, the government saves up for you.
好像不是你存钱，但是是政府强逼你要存钱。
Now, I think I have raised up enough questions.
我觉得今天我提问已经足够了。
Let's look at verse 24.
现在我们关注第二十四节。
Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters."
耶稣说，一个人不能服侍两个主人。
You cannot serve God and wealth.
你不可能服侍神又服侍金钱财富。
And this is not easy to understand either.
那这一句话，这个第二句话，要明白它也不容易。
When will money become our master?
什么时候财富或者金钱会成为一个人的主宰，一个主人？
Most of us are working class.
我们当中呢，差不多每一个是打工仔。
We earn money by working.
我们挣钱的方法是打工。
Has money become our master because we work?
正只因为你去打工上班，金钱已经成为你的主人了吗？
Is Jesus telling us not to work?
耶稣在这里是对我们说，不应该去打工吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
But where is the line?
但是这条线应该怎么画？
When will money become our master?
什么时候金钱会成为一个人的主人？
If we think Jesus is telling us not to save money, not to work so much, we have missed the point.
如果我们以为耶稣所说的是不应该存钱，也不应该去打工赚钱的话，你就大错特错了。
Let's read verse 19 to 21 again.
现在我们再读19到21节来留心观察。
I just pick out the key sentences.
我只把当中关键的几句话抽出来。
Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
不可为自己在地上积聚财宝，要为自己积聚财宝在天上，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The key point is where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
关键的地方是你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Is your heart on money?
问题是你的心是放在钱财上面吗？
Or earning money is just to make a living.
又或者打工挣钱只不过是为了生活。
Verse 24, you cannot serve two masters, you cannot serve God and mammon.
第24节我们再看一次，你一个人不能服侍两个主人，你不能服侍神又服侍金钱。
It's not saying that you cannot earn money for a living if you are a Christian.
这里没有说，如果你是一个基督教徒的话，你就不可以去打工挣钱。
Jesus is saying you cannot love both with an equal amount of love.
他是说，你不可能把同等的爱放在这两个主人的身上。
Now, to sum up what Jesus really wants to say,
要重要的纲要的去介绍耶稣要表达的意思呢?
In here, Jesus is actually comparing two types of persons.
在这里，耶稣要对比两种人。
And these two types of persons represent two types of value, two types of life goal.
而这两种人其实所代表的是两种的价值观，两种人生观，目标。
One type of person lives all for money.
第一种呢，是全为金钱而活的。
They care only about eat, drink, play, money, work.
他们所想所关注的就是吃喝玩乐。
Their life goal is primarily to earn money and then enjoy life.
他们的人生目标就是通过挣钱去多多的享受。
And they are not content with having one house.
他们 有了一套房子不会满足。
Their greed drives them to get more and more.
他们的贪恋驱使他们越占就越多。
And drive them to get something better and better.
同样的贪恋也推使他们要追求更好更大的房子。
And they want to eat in a high-class restaurant.
他们要去外面吃饭的时候，他们想去的是高等的餐厅。
They want to live a more and more luxurious lifestyle.
他们的渴望是生活过得越来越奢侈。
Have more and more money so that they can spend however they want.
为此啊，他们需要挣越来越多的钱。
This type of people will never be content.
这类的人是永远都不会满足的。
So money becomes their master.
在这种情况下，金钱就成为这类人的主人了。
Money gives them order. That's what master means.
意思就是说，金钱好像向他发出命令，支配他做事情一样。
They are willing to do anything to get money and position.
为了地位，为了更多的钱，他们愿意什么都做。
Their heart is set on material things in this life.
他们的心所关注的是今生在地球上的生活，物质的生活。
What's the result?
结果是怎么样呢？
The result is darkness.
结果就是他的人生，他的内心成为黑暗。
The Bible describes such a person as living in darkness.Without direction, without love, without hope.
圣经这里形容这类的人的内心状态啊，是活在黑暗里，他们人生缺乏目标，他们没有目标、意义和爱。
Such a person is filled with fear, sorrow, and futility.
这类的人生是充满了恐惧感，也充满了焦虑。
There are the second type of person.
但是还有另外第二种人。
This type of person longs for meaning.
第二种人呢，他们渴望找到生活的意义。
They want to search for things of lasting value.
他们所寻找的是有长久的价值。
They look for God.
他们寻找上帝。
These type of people incline towards what is good.
他们是追求的是良善。
They search for spiritual things and things about God.
他们所追求的是关于属灵的事情，是关于神。
Once they find him, they will love him.
当他们找到这位神的时候，他们就会爱他。
Their life goal is to advance the kingdom of God.
而这类人的人生的目标呢，是拓展、开展神的国。
And God has become their master.
这类的人，神已经成为他们的主人。
They will lead more and more people to know the living God.
他们会引领他的朋友们越来越多的去到神的面前。
They will pass on the love of God to other people.
他们也会传递神的爱给这些的人。
Their heart is set on God.
他们的心是投放在神的身上。
Their heart is set on the things of lasting value.
他们所要的事情是有长久价值的东西。
And what is the result?
结果是怎么样？
The result is that they are full of light.
结果是这类的人的内心充满了光芒。
The Bible describes such a person as living in the light.
圣经形容这类的人是活在光明中。
It's because God is light. When you set your eyes on God, you will be full of light.
因为上帝就是光的光源，所以凡活在神里面的人，自己也成为光了。
Your life is full of love, hope, happiness, and contentment.
你的人生因此也充满了爱、希望、意义和知足。
So Jesus is talking about these two types of people.
所以其实耶稣所谈的是这两类的人。
Which type of person are you?
这两类的人当中，请问你属于哪一类？
Are you the first type or the second type?
你是属于第一类还是第二类？
Or you are shifting from the first type to the second type?
又或者是徘徊在两种人之中间？
Or your spirit has already wakened up that you have shifted from being the first type to the second type.
又或者你的内心，你的心灵已经被唤醒过来了，你已经开始去追求神以及他的事。
And Jesus explained further why we should make such a shift.
耶稣就进一步的向我们解释为什么我们从一类的人去转到另外一类是为什么是这么重要。
Why shouldn't we store up treasure on earth?
我们再问一次，为什么我们不应该为自己在地上积聚财宝呢？
Because moth and rust will destroy.
因为这样做的话，地上会有虫有锈，会毁灭你所积存的钱。
And thieves will break in and steal.
又或者会有坏人偷你的金钱。
Well, that means the treasure on earth or the money that you have saved up is corruptible.
也就是说，你所存起来、你所挣来的钱是会朽坏的。
I think it's very easy to understand.
这一点是很容易明白。
If you have a car,
你有开车的话
，you know, a few years later, you will find rust in your car.
过了几年，一辆好车都会生锈。
The mirror will get rusty.
那个镜子也会生锈。
Or you got hit, or the mirror fell out. So few years later, a new car will become an old car.
又或者你被人撞了，所以几年后新车也会变旧。
And material things you will lose.
所有的物质的东西你总有一天会失去的。
2 weeks ago I have spent a lot of time to buy a pair of sunglasses.
在上一个月呢，我花了很多的时间去研究为自己要买 一副墨镜，太阳眼镜。
Because I was told I should put on the sunglasses to protect my eyes because I have cataract.
因为我发觉我自己有
白内障，
白内障的缘故啊，所以医务人员就说你平常上班也需要戴太阳眼镜。
So, okay, I got a pair.
所以我买了一副。
After searching for some time.
所以经过一段时间的搜查之后，我买了。
But 2 days ago, I lost it.
但是两天前，我丢了。
When I was shopping at somewhere.
一天我正在买东西的时候，买菜的时候，我丢了。
material things. You lose material things.
这凡是物质的东西，有一天你会失去的。
Or the thief will break in and steal all your stuff.
又或者有贼来进入你的房子，把你东西偷去了。
Have you ever experienced that?
你试过有贼进房子偷你的东西吗？
Or have you ever lost any money because of a pickpocket?
或者你有没有试过给人有小偷偷你的钱包呢？
I have experienced that too.
我也试过有一次给人偷我的钱包。
Many years ago, there was news in Hong Kong.
很多年前有一次在香港。
It was aboutsome elderly people.
是关于一个老人家。
They have trusted the bank and invest all their life savings in stock.
很多老人家都一样，他把他的整生的钱都，因为他信得过银行的缘故，都放在银行里。
They know nothing about stock.
他们不懂得股票。
The banker or the agents taught them what to do.
所以银行的人就教他如何去投资。
And they put in all their life saving into that, and then they lost it.
所以老人家就把一生的储蓄都投资，这样就输光了。
So if you want to store up treasures,Don't store up treasures on earth.
所以如果你有心存钱的话，不要在地上存。
Yeah, store up something which has eternal value.
应该把钱存放在一些有长久价值的东西上。
God is eternal.
上帝就是永恒的。
Let's live for some things that has eternal value.
让我们为一些有永恒价值的东西而活。
Whatever you do for God and His kingdom has eternal value.
你为上帝以及上帝的国所做的每一件的大小的事都有永恒价值的。
But let's come back to the matter of money.
但是我们有需要回到钱这个问题。
We all need to work to earn a living.
我们每一个人都需要上班挣钱来生活。
If we don't put our heart on money,
如果我们不应该把心放在钱上的话，
If we don't let money become our master,
如果我们不能够让钱成为我们的主的话，
Then what should be our attitude towards our earnings?
那我们当然应该存什么的态度去看待金钱呢？
Let's read the next passage.
现在我们看下来的一段圣经。
It's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
就是新约圣经的提摩太前书的六章六到八节。
There is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content.
第六第八节，其实敬虔而又知足，就是得大利的途径了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来。也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就应当知足。
Be content is the right attitude.
所以正确的态度就是知足的心。
To live a simple life.
就是过一个很简朴的生活。
Just like what Maggie has said.
就好像刚才 Maggie 所主张的人生观。
We justneed to supply the basic needs.
我们只需要满足自己基本的需要。
We should not keep accumulating more and more and more for oneself.
我们不应该为自己存钱，越挣越多，越存越多。
It's because where your treasure is, where your heart, where your
Where your treasure is.
Where your treasure is, where your heart will be also.
因为我们这样说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里呀。
And more money you have, more headache you will have too.
因为当你有更多的钱的时候，你就头疼了。
Because you need to know how to manage your money.
因为当你发达之后啊，你需要知道怎样去管理财。
I think giving it away to the poor and needy is very biblical.
所以把剩余的钱去送给穷人用是非常符合圣经的。
But you don't just throw your money away to whoever who is poor.
只不过你凡看见世界上有穷人，你就给钱，也不是一个正确的方法呀。
Because you don't want to spend your money.Or throw your money to the lazy people or the greedy people, right?
因为你也不愿意把你辛苦挣来的钱去白白的送给那些的懒惰不上班的人去用啊，对吧？
We've got to learn how to manage money.
所以你有钱的话，你需要知道怎样理财呀。
But let's come back to this.Be content first.
但是我们又回到知足的心态。
So how should we look at our earnings?
所以我们对待我们的收入、金钱应该抱什么的态度呢？
Be content.
就是知足。
Live a simple life.
过一个很简朴的生活。
Don't keep accumulating more and more and pursue after higher and higher class lifestyle.
So, 千万不要越挣越多，或者是要追求一个越来越好的生活水平。
Pastor Joe and I have been living a simple life for many years.
牧师和我两个人一起过简朴的生活已经很多年了。
Do we look very miserable to you?
但是你们看着我们。我们看似很可怜的人吗？
I think we are happy with it.
应该你看得出我们是挺快乐的人。
We have no lack.
我们不缺乏什么。
We have a place to sleep.
我们有一个睡觉的地方。
It's very quiet.
非常的安宁的环境。
It's clean.
又干净
，is safe，
又安全
，we are content，
我们很知足
，we have a nice car，
我们有一辆很好的汽车
，how old is it？
14岁，
啊 ，14 years old，
是14岁的老爷车
，but it's a very nice car，
但是一个挺好的车
，we are content，
我们很知足
，we don't need a new what。BMW.
我们不需要买一辆新的宝马。
We are content with what we have.
我们有的，我们很满足。
And this morning, Pastor Joe put on his newly bought winter coat.
今天牧师出来的时候，因为一点小雨的缘故，他穿上了新买的一件防水的外衣。
It's a good quality winter coat.
是英国制造高质量的冬天的外衣。
It's good. We are content. We don't need two more, three more.
所以衣服是好的，有了一件也够了，不需要更多。
When we travel, we cannot afford living in a luxurious hotel.
我们旅游的时候呢，我们没钱去住一些的四五星级的酒店。
But we are content with staying in a hostel.
但是我们住在青年的旅社那里，我们感觉到很满足。
And most of the time, we will stay in a dormitory.
往往呢，我们两夫妻会选择睡在多人间。
Because it's cheaper.
因为比较便宜嘛。
And we are content, we don't mind.
所以住在多人间，我们很知足啊，我们没有埋怨。
We can meet new friends.
在多人间，你会遇见很多的游历的朋友。
And we can go to the kitchen and cook our meal to save money.
为了省钱，我们会用旅社的厨房去做饭。
We cannot afford a luxurious enjoyment.
我们付不起一个很高级的假期。
But we are content with hiking, walking.
但是我们能够在山上走走，在郊外玩玩，已经非常开心。
We are happy to be just to be with God's creation, trees, forest, beach.
因为我们觉得在海滩。在山上都是上帝的创造物，在那里我们觉得很开心。
Be content is a very important attitude.
所以能够一个人知足是一个人非常重要需要具备的态度。
If one wants to get more and more better and better lifestyle, he or she will soon run into problems.
一个想追求越来越多钱越来越高级的生活的人很快他就会遇见麻烦
Let's read on the next verse
我们现在读同一章的提摩太前书六章第九节
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation into a snare into many senseless and hurtful desiresThat plunge men into ruin and destruction.
但那些想要发财的人，就落在试探中和陷阱里，又落在许多无知而有害的私欲里，使人沉沦在败坏和灭亡中。
For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith.And pierce their hearts with many pangs.
第十节，因为贪财是万恶之根，有人贪爱钱财，就被引诱离开真道，用许多痛苦把自己刺透了。
The love of money is the root of all evils.
贪财是万恶之根。
Please remember, money is just a thing.
要不要忘记，钱财只不过是一个工具而已。
Don't blame money.
不要把责任推卸在金钱的身上。
The problem is with ourselves.
问题出于我们自己。
We love money.
爱钱的，贪爱钱财的是我们自己。
We let money to be our master.
是我们自己。让金钱成为我们的主人。
And most of the time, the love of money will lead us to do unlawful things.
很多时候，因为贪钱的缘故，为了钱，会促使我们去做一些违法的事情。
In the UK, it's very common that businessmen will evade tax.
在今天的英国，做生意的人呢？就太多为了钱的缘故是偷税、走税、漏税。
It's because of love of money.
为什么都是为了钱
That's why I said love of money will lead us to do unlawful things.
所以说贪钱的人会早晚会做一些违法的事情。
Another very commonPractice among the Chinese is that.
另外一个在中国人的社团里非常很多人做的一件事情。
That is, you live in council house, but at the same time you own a house.
就是你住的是一个政府的公共房屋，但是另外呢，你又拥有一个自己买来的私人的房屋。
This is unlawful.
但是这个是违章的、违法的。
But why would anyone do this?
但是为什么有中国人这样做
？Love of money，
岂不是因为贪钱吗
？Some Christians fall away from faith because of love of money。
有一些的基督教徒离开他们的信仰，也是为了钱。
Love of money and position will eat away your faith in God slowly.
所以一个爱钱爱地位的基督教徒会慢慢的被他的贪钱的心去使到他离开信仰。
No wonder the Lord Jesus teaches how to pray.
为这个缘故，耶稣教门徒如何祈祷。
He asks us to pray to the Father, lead us not into temptation.
他叫我们说，我们应该祈求天父，不要让我们进入诱惑。
Because the attraction of money is indeed very great.
因为钱财对我们的吸引力是非常大。
The attraction of money is very powerful.
吸引力非常厉害。
Even the Lord Jesus was tempted to love money and position and power.
即便是神的儿子耶稣基督，魔鬼也用钱、地位来诱惑他。
Now, before I close, now we know what should be the right attitude towards our earnings.
现在我们明白应该存什么的正确的态度来看待金钱。
But practically, every month after you receive your earning and you spend on your daily needs, I think most of you should have some surplus.
但是实践起来有一个问题是，每一个月你得到你的薪水，那么除了基本的需要你付过之后，总的会有多余的过剩的钱。
What do you do with your surplus?
那过剩的钱，多余的钱，你该怎么处理？
Let's say our attitude is right. We are contented with a simple life.
让我们假设我们的心态已经是对的了，我们已经决定了过一个很简朴的生活。
And after meeting all our basic needs, and you can even save up some money for emergency.
好了，基本的需要已经够钱去支付了，甚至你已经存起多一点点的钱去，有不时之需，你可以也可以应付了。
If you still have surplus, what do you do with your surplus?
如果还有多余过剩的钱，你该怎么处理？
And now we are talking about money management.
现在我们在谈的就是理财了。
Has the Bible taught us how to manage money?
耶稣，圣经关于怎样理财有实用的指引给我们吗？
Firstly,
第一，
is as what Ada said.
就好像 Ada 所说的，
Share it with the needy.
就把过剩的多余的钱，跟那些需要的人去分享。
We don't just love in words, but we love in action.
因为谈到爱和博爱，我们不应该就爱在口唇上，应该在行动上去爱。
But firstly, you should care for those in God's family.
但是呢，有先后的秩序的，首先要照顾就是在神的家里头有需要钱的人。
I assume you are the member of God's family.
我谈到这里呢，我是向着已经洗礼属于神的教会的人说话。
So Christians look around and find out who is in need.
所以一个基督徒应该关注周围有谁在神的家里头是需要钱的。
And take note of who is worthy to receive help.
你要观察有谁是值得你去关照的。
As I said before, you don't want to help someone who is greedy and lazy.
因为以前我们说过了，你不应该把多余的钱送给一些的懒惰的人。
But in order not to keep accumulating, so that your heart will set on money, you give the surplus away.
但是为了学习不继续的不断的存钱， 就把心放在金钱上，那么你是要把过剩的钱，去送出去。
Not just to help those in need.
不单是照顾有需要的人。
But also with the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God in your mind.
更是为了以拓展神的国为目标去做。
For the past many years, in our church, in Hong Kong, or overseas elsewhere,
在过去的许多年，在我们的教会，无论是在香港或者其他国家，我们的教会
，We have a full-time training ministry to train up full-time pastors.
我们有一个为了栽培终生传道的人的一个课程。
And for many years, our brothers and sisters in the church give their surplus to support this ministry.
多年来，我们教会的人有过剩的钱的时候，他们往往会把钱，投入在那个基金的那里。
And I was one of those who reaped the benefit of it.
我自己呢，就是其中一个这个资金的受惠者。
I remember about 30 years ago.
我还记得大概30年前。
Right, I have made up my mind to serve the Lord.
我下定了决心要去服侍神。
I was in Canada at the time.
当时我人在加拿大。
I have just finished my study in university.
我刚刚从大学毕业。
And I was accepted into this full-time training ministry.
而我被录取参加这个全时间传道的培训。
But the base for the training base was in Hong Kong.
但是培训的基地当年在香港。
How I had no money.
我一分钱都没有。
Where can I get the air ticket to go to Hong Kong?
我哪里有钱买飞机票去香港？
My mom won't give it to me because she didn't like me to serve God.
我母亲不会给我钱，因为她不太高兴我去传道。
So what to do?
所以怎么办？
It was the last semester before I graduated.
所以谈起就是我毕业前的最后一个学期。
So then I started to look for a part-time job.
所以我就去打工，找到了一份的兼职。
And of course, a part-time job earns very, very little money.
但是兼职能赚的钱有限。
I was a babysitter.
我是一个保姆。
But the money is too little. It's just not enough to buy air ticket.
对，将来的钱不够买飞机票。
But then, without my knowing it, the church at the time gave me money to buy a ticket.
但是我不知道怎么样，当地的教会给我钱。
So I have money to buy the ticket to fly to Hong Kong and attend the training that I need.
所以我就有钱买了飞机票，到了香港参加培训。
I'm not the only one who has benefited from this.
我不是唯一一个人，其这种情况下，通过教会得到钱财上的帮助。
Many brothers and sisters support the ministry by offering up their money.
这样用钱去支持这个培训计划的我们教会的人是蛮多的。
And this is a very meaningful way to spend your surplus.
所以这个是一个非常有意思的，去用你多余过剩的钱的一个途径。
This is to advance the kingdom of God.
因为这样做是直接去推进 神的国度。
Last week, Pastor Joe talked about two inclinations in man.
上周牧师的讲道提到人的里面有两个不同的倾向。
Flesh and spirit.
肉与灵。
In the Bible, flesh refers to the side of man which only cares about money, eat, drink,play and work.
在圣经，肉这个专用的词所指的是人只想着、只关心吃喝玩乐、工作挣钱。
It only and always tends towards what is material.
肉这一部分所指的是常常只想着物质这方面的生活。
And greed is the characteristic.
也往往这类的倾向也是有贪恋的。
And the spirit is the other side of man that longs for meaning.
而灵是人的另外一部分，就是指人向往、向往意义的那一部分。
It longs for things of lasting value and things about God.
人的灵向往有长久价值的事情，他想往神，想往神。
We all need to work to earn a living.
当然，我们每个人都应该上班挣钱。
We all have daily responsibility.
我们每个人每天都有责任要负。
But if your spirit is wakened up,
但是如果你的心灵已经被苏醒过来的话
，You can rise above the mundane to things higher than daily life.
你可以不受这些、每天世俗物质的事情的影响。
You can pursue the love of God and sanctification.
你可以追求爱上帝以及自己的成圣。
You don't just care for yourself anymore.
你不单顾自己的利益。
You begin to care for others.
你开始也会关顾旁身旁的人。
You even care for people whom you don't even know.
你甚至你愿意关照一些你根本不认识的人。
And you begin to involve in advancing the kingdom.
你就开始慢慢参与去推进神的国度。
If you do that, the result is you will be walking in the light.
当你这样行、这样活的时候，结果就是你将会活在光明中。
It's because God is light.
因为上帝就是光。
His light will direct your life.
他的光会指引你的道路。
You know where you are going.
你会知道你朝着什么方向迈进。
Then your life will be filled with hope, love, and happiness.
这样你的人生也会充满的希望、爱心以及力量。
So I hope our spiritual eye will remain healthy.
所以我盼望我们的心灵的眼睛会是健全的。
So that we are able to see God and His thing.
只有这样，我们才能够看得见神以及属神的事情。
So I'll close for today.
所以今天我就讲到这里。
So after hearing the word of God, let's quiet down before Him.
我们听过了神的信息，让我们一起安静在他的面前。
So let's have a quiet prayer before him.
我们一起在神的面前安静祷告。